I mean, the jams just keep coming today. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. You got Mike here, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan playing the tunes. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
Oh, wait. It's wrong Neil Diamond song.
Wrong song.
Wow.
You know, as much fun as the 4th of July is, and I'm excited to run the Peachtree tomorrow, I'm a little bit annoyed with myself because the move from our old house to our new house, I have lost, like, my costumey running shirts, so I don't have my 4th of July running shirt for
tomorrow. Did you say costumey?
Yeah, I did.
Costumey.
What'd you do, wear a cape?
I mean, it's just like an American flag shirt. I buy specific shirts for running because
bibs
cover, like, whatever logo is going to be on your shirt. So I buy them very specifically with a certain image in mind. And my little American flag shirt for tomorrow is missing somewhere.
If only there was a service out there that you could order something and get it day of delivered to your house. Only if someone needs to create that.
You're so funny.
Exactly what you're talking about. Walmart.com.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I have two Amazon shirts showing up today. But the problem is, like I said, the bib placement. They've got like the shirts that are arriving today both have an American flag like right across the chest. So they're going to get covered up.
I feel like that bib probably covers up most of your shirt. I feel like it would look like a freckle on me. You know what I mean? I feel like I could wear whatever shirt I wanted
to. It's just like a name tag. Hi, my name is Mike.
That's so true. Like, yeah, I feel like it would look like a pocket square, like right in the corner of my chest. I don't know.
What a weird thing I'm jealous of you for. Because
That's where it should stop. I'll just be honest.
Now, I'm always tall people. They just irritate me. But then I think about other things there is envy there. Like I
feel attacked.
All right, just chill out. Not like you're Lurch over there. But I mean, it's just like, man, I could reach this without this, or I wouldn't look like Mike's kid in this picture if I was taller. I mean,
there's other sides of that.
You know,
though.
The other thing is, I look, this is real. Michael sent me a picture of his son, and I get jealous because I'm like, he's already like 4'5".
You know what's funny is, like a month ago, I said he looked like Kristaps Porzingis, and then now Porzingis is headed to the Hawks.
Oh.
I was like, man, he kind of looks like Kristaps Porzingis in his kid's seat in the back. You know, it's like he's in a booster chair, and his feet are almost touching the floor.
Yeah, but then I get in an airplane, and I'm like, tall people, sucks to be you.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not paying that extra $20 for comfort.
I'm sorry, you're 6'4". I'm leaning the seat back.
Yeah.
Don't care.
How about the fact that I just told Bo I just ordered a new Shane Van Gisbergen NASCAR shirt, and I like have this open thread of communication with the people who run their shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, what is the brand of the shirt that comes in 3X? Like, is it this brand or is it that brand? Because if it's not this brand, I don't want it. But if it's that brand, it might not fit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, this is probably, I don't know, the 7th or 8th time I've had this email text thread with these people who run the show. I got to figure out what the brand is. I got to know the shrinkage. I got to know the thread, you know, the thread count. If it's 100% cotton, is it tri-blend? You know, and what kind of shirt it is.
Yeah.
In order for me to just think it might fit.
I was almost jealous of your relationship with those people. You're like, you can get so much information on those shirts.
What's funny is the guy one time kind of messed up. There was only like supposed to be like one left in stock. And then he hit me up and he was like, hey, man, I know you bought that one shirt on sale. I actually don't have anyone left, but you can pick any other one that's full price and I'll just give you the sale price. And I was like, yes, I'm friends with this guy.
Nice.
I'm
a little
bit jealous. I've got to ask you a question. I know that Ally's probably has something she wants to talk. I got to ask you a question though, because you're such a you're a diehard one guy fan of a NASCAR. And
sure. Yeah.
I mean, you like other guys, but you're not wearing any other gear. Than track house.
Yeah.
Where your driver drives. Were you a little taken back when my buddy Gardner, who's a Chase Elliott fan, went to the Ryan Blaney hauler and bought a Ryan Blaney shirt? You didn't say anything, which I thought was nice of you.
Yeah.
Because I probably would have I'd have said something.
It took me a while to say something to you about the same thing.
No, but you know I'm a Blaney guy. I don't even start.
Well, it was not that apparent when I first got
because
here. There's a cutout of Chase Elliott in his office.
Hooters, who at one point in time, who was a sponsor of the station, in one point in time was a sponsor of Chase Elliott, brought it, and I was like, I'm the only NASCAR guy here at the time.
Sure.
And it's cool to have stuff, sports stuff in your office when you're the assistant brand manager of a sports radio station. Mm-hmm. So I put it in there. Plus, I want to keep it safe. I don't want people drawing on it and stuff. And, you know, one day you could sell that on one of those NASCAR Facebook groups.
I have a question that I needed clarification on last week, but I just have forgotten until this moment to ask you guys, because at Echo Park Speedway, I believe it was before Larry Mack was coming in, or maybe it was just when the show was starting. Bo, you looked at Mike and you go, are you going to wear that shirt all day? Because it was a racing shirt, and it wasn't.
It wasn't Ty Dillon.
There we go.
And it was Shane Van Gisbergen. And I only asked it because I purposely didn't wear Ryan Blaney stuff. And look, these guys don't care. But I don't want anything that I asked that person for them to think that there was an agenda, because I'm a fan of a different driver.
Yeah.
And I'm just very cautious of that because, look, I want to have fun. I want those guys to know that I love the sport, but they don't need to know who I love in the sport, like, or who I pull for, because that doesn't mean I don't pull for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to the point that if Ty Dillon would have handed me the hat off of his head, because it was a really cool hat. I loved his hat, but I'm not going to buy it because I'm not a Ty Dillon fan. And I'm a Blaney fan. I do wear old school. I'll wear Dale Jr. stuff because he's retired.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is one of those, NASCAR is one of those sports that I feel like you can probably get away with it more than most, although I don't partake, but I do know people that are multiple fans of multiple drivers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like in college football, that's not a thing.
Right.
Like, I would never, ever come in here wearing a shirt of another college football team.
It would be like wearing an NSYNC shirt to a Backstreet Boys concert.
Okay. We'll take your word for it.
I guess. That's I'll take your word for me. That. You know what's funny is I've thought about this. I've grown up a Falcons fan. I've traveled with the team for years. Everybody knows that. I've thought that if another team came and said, we want to give you X amount more, and we want you to run our radio network, I have wholeheartedly thought about if I would accept and how I would do it. And there's one team I 100% would never go work for. There's just one. There's one team that I don't think I could ever do it. I really don't think I could ever do it. And it's only one team, and I think everybody knows that team.
Yeah, the Saints would probably not offer you that much money, but yeah, it'd be.
I agree.
Yeah, it'd be one of those things. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people. I feel like there's people that have multiple baseball teams. I might be wrong about that one, but there are people that are like, "Hey, I live in Atlanta now. I've become a Braves fan." And I guess there's NFL people like that as well. But a lot of times, wherever you've moved from, like, you know, like Zeno or Steak or one of those things.
When I was younger, and I was like right out of high school, I did have a white Dodgers hat because it was those fitted hats that fit me.
Yeah.
And I was like, white hat. And they didn't have a white Braves hat. It was before they were making like 50 different colors of hats.
You just had the basic hat.
Yeah. And so I did have one, and Gardner's ex-girlfriend who hated me stole it. I think she still has it to this day, probably out of spite, because I loved that hat because it was really cool.
It away.
Probably.
Would you wear it today, though?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because my hatred of the Dodgers is infinitely more than it was when they were our rival.
Right.
So, believe it or not, I don't really love the foursome I'm in, but you want to hurt my feelings? Crap on my meat. What? There's two things I 100% know are happening this weekend. I'm going to use Baron Burton's W sauce on my meat, and I'm drinking a Owl End Lager from New Realm. All right? So there's two things that are absolutely happening.
I'm not pausing. I'm so glad you said those two things, because I thought it was going to be something weird. Like, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance tomorrow.
I'm going to watch the Patriot.
I'm going to sing the National Anthem.
The Patriot's a great movie. You need to go home and watch it. And then
I'm watching Independence Day tomorrow.
Actually, no, here's what you need to do. You need to go home and watch Braveheart because you haven't seen it.
You have homework.
And then you need to go watch The Patriot, because then you'll know that the bad guys finally did lose in Braveheart because America beat them. That's right.
Undefeated.
So, you guys have... I'm off. You've killed me. But yeah. All right. Have you ever heard of Red Panda?
Yes.
I'm looking at you because I know Mike has seen her at the Falcons
don't
game.
Don't mansplain to her the halftime shows.
I'm not. I'm just
Panda.
Asking her.
I know Red Panda.
Okay. Well, I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
She is injured. Red Panda streak of never falling off the unicycle during a halftime performance has come to an end.
Oh, no.
And I am sad about this because I think she is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah.
I watch her and I am scared and amazed at the same time. It's kind of like fireworks. I'm always scared for the person shooting them off because I'm like, hey, make sure you keep all those hands and toes.
Yeah.
But and feet. But and fingers. But the thing about it is, I'm amazed at how great she is on this thing. She's falling. She fell during the WNBA Commissioner's Cup final in Minneapolis. And she told Pat McAfee's show, or her team did, that she suffered a severely fractured wrist during the fall. Now, she's on. They said in that statement that she's on her way home and that the doctors have recommended that as soon as she gets home, she meets with an orthopedic for a surgery for the second part of the repair for her wrist. So they won't. She wanted to thank all of her fans and supporters for the kind wishes and support. It means the world to her, and she'll keep everybody posted. Now, I did do some research and try to find out because she's been around for a while.
She has, yeah.
And she's getting,
she's a legend.
I would think that she's getting up there. It, mm-hmm. From what I could find, she's anywhere from 55 to 50.
Oh, wow. I would not have guessed that.
Years old.
Yeah, okay. I would not have guessed that.
Well, that's 70. 70 would be 55, right? She was born in 70, 1970.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good math.
So, think about it.
I don't know how many years she has performing. I hope this doesn't stop her because I think she is a tremendous halftime show. That and when the corgis race, I think is.
Baby race is good.
The dogs racing is the best for me. I just love watching dogs. You know, Frisbee dogs is fun, but the dogs racing is on another level at a football game.
We've got to go ahead and get Pork Chop lined up for a baby race at a Hawks game this year. Like, let's go ahead. If Dylan's going to race the Freeze, Pork Chop doing a halftime baby race at a Hawks game is something that can happen.
That'll be great.
And the rest of the field don't want none.
Yeah.
Because the way she sits in her bouncy chair and kicks right now, she's gonna tear somebody up.
She like Dash from The Incredibles.
We got to get like when Pork Chop gets in the baby race at the Hawks game, we got to get like her a fat head so we can all be Team Pork Chop together.
So cute. Well, that's gonna do it for us. Hopefully, we can get her in. We'll work on that. That's gonna do it for us though. If you're running the Peach
Tree, somebody.
I will see you there. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, hope you have a wonderful and safe 4th. Abe Gordon and Rusty Manziel are ready to take over. So great to see Rusty this morning. The Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
don't burn your meat and stay cool, Atlanta.